My kids started school. Inevitably, you get signed up for the parent council. And somebody at the parent council mentioned something about cycling. And I was like, all ears. So I really love anything to do with bikes, anything to do with cycling. So did the training last year, so 2022. Venue matters and like the trainers matter. But then the third thing is probably the other people matter. So there was one teacher who was one of my students, maybe like 8 years ago. So she's now a primary school teacher and she was doing the training and we recognized each other. And it's really interesting hearing other people's stories of why they're doing it. Yeah, and the trainers, it's good to, see how people deliver. I'm interested in how other people deliver this because you take little bits of that, don't you, into, I suppose, your own delivery as well. We've just finished last Friday, so we've done level one, level two, and it's a really small school, so it's a village school. There's now, it's the highest role they've ever had. There's now 70 kids at the school. Level one and level two are completely different experiences. So level one being in the playground, like quite, having some fun with them, getting used to what they need to check on their bike. Level two, much more awareness about traffic and safety and other things going on. So like you can tell everybody's game went up a level when you do level two. The main thing with young people is to listen to them. I think you see, like adults often take the I'm telling you, but with young people, it's actually much more useful to be like listen to them and be guided and be led by them as much as you can. So I think that I work on that premise with students. It's like listen to young people as much as you can. The same idea applies, I think, where they're trying to tell you something or they might know a better way of doing it. So that would be one thing. And also just like, just they're there to do something that they enjoy. So kids enjoy riding bikes. It's inherently enjoyable. So just like let them ride their bikes and facilitate round about them with what you're doing. Just like students who come to study with us, they've picked a subject probably because they enjoy it naturally anyway. So you're just trying to guide them, facilitate them, point them in the right direction to learn a little bit more. I mean, for me, like living in the country, your bike, you have to be able to ride a bike. So I grew up in the Highlands. You have to be able to ride a bike to get about. So most of the kids in bikeability could ride their bikes already, were really competent. And sometimes it was about reining that in a little bit. So bikeability, I guess, is about trying to teach some good practice. Sometimes when you're really used to riding your bike, like I think kids in the country are especially, because they need to get about. They can be really competent and so they can bypass some of those things like I don't need to know that, or I can brake with my feet, watch how I can skid and tear the leather off my shoes. And you're like, yeah, that's good, but we're trying to get you to use your brakes at the same time. So yeah, I guess the surprise was forgetting how good kids can already be at riding their bikes. So getting them just come back a little bit from it and understand like how you can do things a bit more safely, especially when you're out on the road. So yeah, it's good to know that bikeability is about going on the road now, because ultimately if we want to become like a nation of cyclists or move more towards being a cycling nation, then kids need to know that they've had the support to be able to cycle on the road. And maybe you want to be able to go home and say to the parents, I'm ready now to cycle on the road. So I think it does equip them. They're still like really cautious and still quite scared. Like if a car was approaching, sometimes they would slow down and like pull in, whereas there was three of us, stationed at a junction, and we'd be like, it's okay, keep going, you've got right of way, keep going towards me. But I think over the weeks we managed to build that confidence to know that they had as much right to be on the road and what to do. So if a car is coming, it's going to approach you, it's going to, pull round you when it's safe to do so, but you can keep cycling in the direction that you were intending. So yeah, it was a bit of a surprise to see that because I wasn't used to it, but more of a surprise was to see probably their confidence grow over the sort of 6 weeks that we were on the road and what they became aware of and what they were able to manage as well. But long term for me, I think getting involved in bikeability in the school, my ultimate aim would be to set up like a cycling club within the school so that children can like leave school and then we go over. We've got like a sort of a community area. It's like got allotments and paths all around it. It's been funded by a wind farm, and I think that would be this a really safe place for kids to go and cycle, but I don't know enough about being a cycling coach yet. So bikeability for me is a step in that direction. So my specialism is in psychology. Part of that is about understanding and creating environments where people can learn what types of goals do people need to set to feel that they're progressing, what's their motivation. So all of that relates to, you know, whether you're working with an 8-year-old or a 10-year-old and their bike is thinking about, okay, so why do you want to ride your bike? You know, so you've got like 10 kids in a group doing bikeability. Why does each of them want to ride their bike? Like, I'm working with a track cyclist, an elite level track cyclist at the moment, sports psychology support. You know, why does she ride her bike? Those motivations will be pretty similar. And sometimes when you work with like elite level athletes, it's getting them to remember, why did you start doing the thing that you're doing? You know, so being in touch with young people and understanding young people's motivations for being there, it's not that dissimilar to working with people who are doing that as a profession or a job, or, you know, to medal or to qualify for major championships. That broad understanding of psychology that I use in my day job, you know, it plays out in everything, whether you're in the playground with kids, whether you're trying to get, you know, there might be one young person who's struggling to focus, or is like, yeah, we've got an hour out of the classroom, you know, let's just have a rammy, let's just ride about on our bikes. And, you know, like, so the focusing techniques you might talk to an athlete about, or might talk to students about, might be really similar to a 10-year-old who's struggling to focus in a bikeability session. So it might be thinking about, right, what's the job you want them to focus on now? How can you get them to tune into the moment? How can you give them a bit of one-to-one attention that so they're not distracting the rest of the group? Or how could you set a goal with them? Okay, so we're going to ride to the end of this road. I want you to show me your hand signal. What are you going to look out for? What are you going to do? You know, so setting really micro goals with a child on bikeability is similar to what I would be doing with a track cyclist when they're gearing up to sprint on the, you know, the straight, the last straight of a, in the velodrome, for instance. So the techniques would be the same and the motivations would be the same. So I think there's a lot of crossover actually. So I am just new to this, new to bikeability. There's two other parents who are really experienced in it. So I am literally like their assistant. So I think it really helps where you've got two people who have delivered on bikeability quite a lot, so they know what works, they know what's possible. They also know in terms of like the risk assessment round about the school, they know how to keep the kids safe and what works, which junctions work and things like that. So I'm very much new to this, but working with people who are more experienced in delivering bikeability, I think that can be really helpful in doing it. It's like if you know a couple of parents, maybe from the parent council, or, you know, parents that you see at pickup time, it's like, I think my advice would be get a couple of parents to do it together and then deliver it together, because then it's sharing the workload, but you'll all have different perspectives on doing it. And I've got the benefit of that because there's a couple of parents who've delivered for a number of years before me. So I am very much new to it and learning from them.